I spent yesterday with Iceland's pink-footed geese breeding in the barley stubbles on the South Lancashire mosslands. Down formed is Duke Street to Alt Car Road, then over the bypass at Woodward's Garage, along Lord Sefton's Way, through Alt Car Village, along Broad Lane. I took the lane signposted to the Withams. Then at its junction with a cross lane from Hill House, I concealed myself below the bank to eat my sandwiches with the stubble before me full of the brown heads and grey backs of pink-foot geese and the gleaming bottle-green heads of mallard. Over 100 geese stood before me, closer than I can ever get to them on the Cumbrian Solway below Rockcliffe Church. More came flighting in, a high-pitched chorus over the bank from the distant fields towards Hill House. There are no hedges here, only deep dikes and high banks separate the fields. A teal, however, still favour down Holland Brook, below Fine Jane's pumping station. It's probably the best place for watching wild pink feet in Britain. Nowadays, the newly arrived winter flocks usually start feeding here between Hill House and the Withings, on the Lydiot side of Altcar. 20 years ago, they used to start in the potato fields behind Rainford's farm, called the Formby's farm on the map, on the Formby side of Altcar village towards Down Holland Moss. Altogether, 400 or 500 pink feet were in the stubble before me yesterday. Ken Burton arrived to say he had seen a young male peregrine stoop at a magpie down Formby Moss Lane earlier in the morning. Another friend arrived after seeing about as many pinkfeet on the Wildfowl Trust corner of Martin Mere. But these two flocks were the only geese on the mosslands yesterday, so there are still little over 1,000 down from Scottish feeding haunts in Perthshire. In the brief spells of sunshine, skylark soared up in song, partridge creaked rustily in the stubble, and the geese continued feeding or resting. Flights of geese and duck, mostly mallard and a few pintail, still kept moving about the sky. One goose with a pure white right wing may have been the bird here last year. Returning to the road, we passed Hill House to go down a lane behind Carr Wood until we saw a near field thick with geese, their heads up in a forest of necks. Pheasants were all over the place, and golden plover whistled among the lapwings. The geese soon settled down again as we stood in the cover of a withy bush. Many were just sitting down, resting, while others fed among the barley stubble, not the usual waste potato fields. Whenever a flight of geese took wing, the sun caught the grey shoulders of their wings, which seemed almost as bright as greylags. I counted just over 600 here on the east side of the Alt. Finally, I went around by Down Holland and McGull to Sefton. Through the churchyard and the hedge below, I reached the high banks of the Alt, opposite the great tip and sewage works, looking in vain for the arrival of its short-eared owls. Continuing along the Alt banks in the sunset, past Lunt and Homer's Green sewage works, which were sometimes visited by harriers from the moss, I saw a grey cock merlin fly away, and came opposite the geese again before they made their evening flight to roost on the coast. Now the light was fading fast, and the sky wreathed in rain. The banks of the Alt, all the way from Sefton, were pink with Indian balsam, and white with dead nettle flowers. A jackknife, short-billed and silent, flew up from the sewage tanks, and like the noisy, long-billed common snipe, we flushed with a harsh alarm cry as we approached the Moslem geese early in the afternoon. Here, within only 8 miles of the library building, I had spent the day in as wild and lonely countryside as one would have among the wild geese on Islay in the Hebrides, or the haunts on Tayside. A few scattered farmhouses and miles of flat, empty fenland, far, far from the madding crowd, unhampered by bus strikes, and with no officious wardens making you stand aside for rich VIPs, no admission charges to see wild geese in a primitive loneliness. But my father saw them as a youth on Holtful Moss nearly a century ago. Geese have been documented here since at least the 18th century and are probably coming annually since the last ice age, but mostly since Lancashire here pioneered the potato. But without this loneliness, we should lose them forever. were as much our heritage as the land we live in. At the time of the Civil War, they said it was near town of where Lime Street now stands, along with Snipe and Wild Duck. John Railton, Lord Derby's gamekeeper in Knowsley Park, told me last week he'd killed 15 foxes in 3 weeks, mostly late cubs. Such is their increase, probably coming in...